refurbished arms and new supplies of men began a fresh assault.
Dismayed not this our captains, Macbeth and Banquo.
Yes. As sparrows, eagles, or the hare, the lion. If I say sooth, I must report, they were as cannons overcharged with double cracks. So they doubly redoubled strokes upon the foe. Except they meant to bathe in reeking wounds, or memorize another Golgotha, I cannot tell. I am faint. Oh, my gashes cry for help.
So well thy words become thee as thy wounds. They smack of honor both. Go, get him, surgeons.
The captain is led away.
Who comes here?
Enter Ross and Angus.
The worthy Thane of Ross.
What a haste looks through his eyes. So should he look that seems to speak things strange.
God save the king.
Whence camest thou, worthy Thane?
From Fife, great king. Where the Norwegian banners flout the sky and fan our people cold. Norway himself, with terrible numbers assisted by that most disloyal traitor, the Thane of Cawdor, began a dismal conflict. Till that Bellona's bridegroom, lapped in proof, confronted him with self-comparisons, point against point, rebellious arm against arm, curbing his lavish spirit, and to conclude, the victory fell on us.
Great happiness!
That now, Sweno, the Norway's king, craves composition. Nor would we deign him burial of his men till he disperse it at St. Columb's Inch, $10,000 to our general use.
No more that Thane of Cawdor shall deceive our bosom interest. Go, pronounce his present death, and with his former title greet Macbeth.
I'll see it done.
What he hath lost, noble Macbeth hath won.
Act 1, Scene 3. A barren heath. Enter the three witches.
Where hast thou been, sister?
Killing swine.
Sister, where thou?
A sailor's wife had chestnuts in her lap, and munched and munched and munched. Give me, quoth I. Aroint thee, witch, the rump-fed runyon cries. Her husband's to Aleppo gone, master of a tiger, but in a sieve I'll thither sail, and like a rat without a tail, I'll do, and I'll do.
I'll give thee a wind.
Thou'rt kind.
And I another.
I myself have all the other, and the very ports thy blow, all the quarters that they know in the shipman's card. I will drain him dry as hay. Sleep shall neither night nor day hang upon his penthouse lid. He shall live a man forbid. Weary 7 nights, 9 times 9, shall he dwindle, peak and pine. Though his bark cannot be lost, yet it shall be tempest-tossed. Look what I have.
Show me, show me.
Here I have a pilot's thumb, wrecked as homeward he did come.
A drum. A drum, Macbeth doth come. The weird sisters, hand in hand, posters of the sea and land, thus do go about, thrice to thine, and thrice to mine, and thrice again to make up nine. Peace! The charms wound up.